Eating healthy is all the rage these days, and our options at the grocery store reflect that trend. High-end food stores like the Amazon subsidiary Whole Foods and local chain Down to Earth are expanding. Traditional grocers like Foodland are making room on their shelves for more organic and local products. So with all that in mind, you might think these are good times for one of Hawaii's oldest health food retailers. But you would be wrong. Kōkua Market is Hawaii's only first and only natural food cooperative, but the market is on the verge of closing its only store due to extreme financial pressure. HPR's Ryan Finnerty sat down with the Kōkua Market's board president to find out why.
It started in 1971, so it's 47 years old, and it's started by primarily a group of UH professors, that's my understanding, that felt the need to bring in healthy food, because in those days, in 71, it wasn't easily accessible. So I believe it started off on Kapi'olani Boulevard, then it moved to Eisenberg, where it was a really small store, and that's where I came in like 1981, and the volunteer force was huge. It was mostly operated by volunteers at that point. Then it moved over to where it is now, at 2643 South King Street, right near University Avenue, so we've always stayed close to the university, grew. It grew. We got a deli, and we got more employees, and it became kind of less volunteer, although we still have volunteers. And so from there, it started to grow and expand and thrive for a while.
And it's what's known as a co-op. And can you explain what that term means?
Right. It's cooperatives are generally owned and managed by the members of the cooperative, and people buy in a share, and they have a say in how the store is run, and the board of directors kind of oversee things and hire the general manager, who pretty much runs the store. So it's a really community-oriented effort that's education, trying to reach out to the community and educate people on healthy eating and other things related to food, and trying to support the local economy. And, you know, it's just one small store, Kōkua is, and so it is trying to spread out through the community and educate people.
And how many members do you have?
We have about 4,000, I think. There's between 4,000 and 5,000. There's been some, drop-off over the years, and people have moved, I think, to the mainland and not really let us know. So we're not really totally sure how many we have. We're working on that one.
And so tell us a little bit about what's happening. The market has kind of fallen on hard times.
The market has fallen on hard times. There is a lot more competition now. Healthy eating has become much more interesting to a lot of people, and it's available, almost everywhere. Even Safeway and Times and things have organic food. So in that sense, it's become quite a bit more competitive. And we also had a building go up next door that pushed us a bit over the edge, in that during construction, the lane, Kahuna Lane, that people access our parking lot from, was often closed or looked closed, and people couldn't come into the store. So that just tipped us over the edge, and till our accounts payable became overwhelming, and we basically have to stop ordering food.
And once you can't order food, you can't run a business, right?
Right, right. So we're contemplating reconfiguring if we can survive this slump.
And so you mentioned there's some really tough competition in the world of high-quality food. You're really competing against some giants, Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon, one of
right.
the richest companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Costco has a world-renowned supply chain that allows them to bring stuff in at a much lower cost.
That's right. Lots
Down
of organic.
To Earth is a local company that's expanding. Mm-hmm. So what do you view as the niche for Kōkua Market going forward in this reorganization?
We see it as becoming more local focused, bringing local produce in, focusing on local produce and local meat, and having a really good deli and I mean, we have a really good deli. That's been the high point of our store for a while. And trying to get the community to come in and enjoy it as a healthy space, and potentially having tables on the inside where people can sit and have coffee and buy some certain local products. We're contemplating trying to keep our bulk section going because we have a really good, or had a really good bulk section and spice section as well.
The market landscape has changed a lot in your line of work, as we just mentioned. What lessons do you think you can learn from some of these other players who are really big and they're very successful that maybe you could scale down to your level?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think we just have to be different because we can't compete with those guys. They're just, they're too big and they have a lot more money. And we don't really want to be like them either. We want our money to go back into the local economy. We want to support local farmers, all of them, the dairy farms, the guys who are producing beef and other meats and potentially eggs and agriculture, you know, produce. I mean, there's so much good produce that's being grown in Hawaii, and we're really happy that we've been able to sell like 60% of our produce is local. I think that's a lot more than most of the others.
And so what's it going to take to help get you to that point where you can make this pivot and reimagine the business in the short term? What needs to happen for you to keep the lights on, you know, next
week? Well, we do have a GoFundMe campaign going that that you can access from our website. Basically, it's a matter of finances right now, getting people to contribute money as much as they can, feel comfortable with, to get us over this hump. And then I think from there, we're shooting, you know, in an ideal world, $250,000, of which we've raised actually about 35 or so. But we haven't been that good at getting the message out, I don't think. And so this kind of publicity really helps, and I appreciate it.
So let's be blunt about it then. How long can Kōkua Market stay open without the kind of financial support from the community that you're talking about?
Yeah, well, we're planning to pay rent for December, and we would like to see if we can get something going in December. But after that, you know, if we can't pull things together, then we'll have to fold.
So it's a pretty immediate need.
It's an immediate need, yeah. It's an immediate need.
And in the short term, how is that affecting your ability to run a business? Because you still need to keep people coming in and demonstrate your value as a business.
Yeah, fortunately, we have a very supportive group of owners that are want to back Kōkua and are doing, you know, besides giving money, they're also jumping in to help support wherever they can. I'm sure we're going to have volunteers that'll be helping, you know, between now and the end of December to do whatever we have to do. But we will be selling down our inventory and then starting to move out the shelves and turn off the freezers and the refrigerators and hopefully have some time to start reconfiguring. I believe the plan is to see if we can keep our deli going during that interim period. So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
And if the money is not raised, will the store close entirely, or will there be some sort of Chapter 11 reorganization?
Yeah. We talked about that. Basically, that's a kind of an expensive prospect, doing Chapter 11, that we can't afford. And the membership will need to meet. And we've called a meeting for December 20th for the owners of Kōkua to discuss where we are and what we're going to do, whether we're going to stay as a cooperative or whether we're going to dissolve, basically.
And dissolve would mean to cease existing?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have to check back in with you then after that meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, great, Pam. Thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Pam Gringfee, president of the Kukua Market Board of Directors, talking to HPR's Ryan Finnerty. The health food cooperative is exploring all options to keep its doors open. You can find updates on the situation at kukuamarket.com.